What up, y'all? Welcome back to She Gets the Podcast. My name is Shan. This is where I talk my shit, okay? Welcome to episode 16. This is season 13. And I wanted to talk about the fact that it's your job to know your worth, okay? Men are not supposed to show you your worth. Women are not supposed to show you your worth. Because I'm a woman, I can only speak from the woman's side of things. So that's what I'm going to talk from. But it works for both sides. Like, who told you that it was a man's job to show you your worth as a woman? Right? It's not. Okay? What did your mother teach you about quality, integrity, and good character? What did your grandmother teach you about quality, integrity, and good character? Or maybe you had a mentor or your foster parent or whoever raised you. What did you learn about character, quality, and integrity? When did you start to lack confidence? Did you work through that? Is that something you are currently working through? And who taught you that it was cool to be inconsistent about you? Oh, yes, I'm going in about you, because it's no one else's job to tell you what your value is. It's nobody else's job to be a revelation of what your worth is. That's something you're supposed to work through, challenge yourself to be better at, set the standard of how you want to be treated, respected, and all of those things. So that's what I'm talking about this episode. All right. After these messages. Okay. Because what we gonna do is let y'all know about what's going on over here. She gets it. What's good? Hope you're enjoying the show. You can check out all of the She Gets It merch at www.whoishan.com. Thank you and continue the show. I've been having a very adulting morning. It is currently 2:55 a.m. on a Sunday. Happy Sunday, my favorite day of the week. Okay, and I'm going to wake up very late into my Sunday because this is what time I'm going to sleep. Because me? Oh, as a mother, as a woman of the home, I was in the kitchen scooping out water that will not drain properly in the dishwasher into a bucket to pour into the toilet. And then once that water got to a point where I could not use the cup that I had to throw away to scoop out the water that was sitting in the bottom of the dishwasher because it won't drain properly, I had to take my turkey baster and squeeze and pour the fucking water into the fucking bucket and pour down the toilet and throw away my turkey baster. So I have to buy a cup and I have to buy a turkey baster to replace using it to get the water out of the fucking dishwasher. I want to fucking take that dishwasher and fucking throw it down my driveway. Because it drains properly when it wants to, and then it doesn't. And then the fucking water is all over my floor or just sitting in the bottom of the dishwasher. And I don't like dishwashers to begin with. I only run it twice a month to clean the actual dishwasher. Because I'll clean my dishes and I'll let it drain in the dishwasher. But if the shit is not draining, then it's fucking pointless. I would rather have another cabinet. But anyway, that is not what today's episode is about. I was just so irritated. So it got me into like this cleaning frenzy. And so after I cleaned, I was like, okay, I need to take a shower. And then I was like, my hair doesn't feel good. So let me wash my hair and deep condition my hair and blow dry my hair. And here the fuck I am. It is so much easier to have a dick in this life, dog. Okay, so back on topic. We're talking about worth, okay? In life, your desire for validation cannot be higher than your sense of self-worth. Let me say that one more time because it probably went over some of y'all heads. In life, your desire for validation cannot be higher than your sense of self-worth. That's like trying to make big bank withdrawals from an account that is already in the negative with overdraft fees. So that means you've been trying to, you've been trying to do big cash shit, all right? Oh, I got this type shit. When you really ain't got shit. You really lacking confidence. You really letting anybody treat you any type of way. You really letting anybody talk to you any type of way. Your self-worth can't be in looks because that'll always change. Your self-worth cannot be into material things because that can be lost. It can be given away. It can be stolen. Okay? Not having kids with males or women who don't have careers, goals, plans, or financial footing is a good gauge on self-worth for yourself because you know what type of family you want to have. You know what your family will deserve, and your family deserves two parents with a motherfucking plan, right? That's called having respect for your vagina and your wang, all right? Not sleeping with a girl everyone likes based upon her looks will save you from drama, 18 plus years of bullshit, and stress. That's a man knowing his self-worth. Self-worth is what you discover with the challenges and changes within yourself. Key word, self, okay? A man shouldn't have to tell you what your value is, ever, okay? That old question, what do you bring to the table? If he has to ask, then he's one, either being funny, two, even be either being an asshole, especially if he knows you or he's getting to know you. And three, I just feel like looking for a possible heightened discussion, because if you can sit at across from a man and ask him what does he bring to the table, then it's kind of like, oh, I'm not showing it enough, or it's not evident. And if a man has to ask me what do I bring to the table, maybe it's not evident. Again, maybe I'm slipping. Okay? If you are a good person and you treat others with respect, you deserve respect. How you make choices and decisions that change your life reflect your self-respect. So if you made some poor choices or some poor decisions in your past, okay, cool. Did you learn from them? Are you doing better? Okay? Are we stepping the levels of the self-respect up? The thoughts of yourself that you have about yourself is a gauge on your self-worth. Focus on what you need to change and want to change, and you change it. You don't wait for somebody to come into your life to change it. You don't wait for your mom to change it. You don't wait for your dad to change it. You don't wait for the person you're dating to change it. You change it. Because if they leave you tomorrow, you're going to be left with you, and you have to change it. So if you do more things that bring yourself joy, I think your self-worth will automatically bump itself up. But you also have to be aware that there are a lot of people who are drama-filled, negative, that are attracted to people with good energy because they want to see how phony they can be and still be within their essence. Okay, have private wins with yourself. You don't need a group of friends to congratulate, celebrate yourself. You don't need a posse of people to celebrate your wins. Sometimes having private wins are better than having wins that you share with friends who really are not your friends and really are not happy for you. I'm just saying. How you think about yourself is your business. No one else's. Don't ever let someone else tell you what you're worth or what you deserve or where you're at. And it starts with little things like accepting more compliments from people and not telling them, oh, you don't have to say that, or I don't like this, I don't like that. I look crazy. Like, a lot of people struggle with accepting compliments from people. So start with that. And do not undervalue what you bring to your own fucking table. Let people know that this is my table. I bought it. The forks, knives, spoons, I bought that. The glasses, I bought that. Okay. Yes, I picked that fine china out. It's nice, right? Yes, I have good taste. It's nice, right? Yes, it's quite expensive, but it's an investment because I'm going to have it for a long time, right? Because I bought it because it has value. Okay, I have value. Look at my table. This is what I'm presenting to you. And you've done nothing. You owe me nothing. And if a complete stranger walked through my door, this is what I would be presenting to them. You don't change who you are or how you present yourself for different people. You are who you are through and through. Your value speaks for itself. Your confidence speaks for itself. Your character speaks for itself. Like, when people talk about you or spend time with you or known you for 5 years, 2 years, you know, what they say about you should be consistent. It should be consistent. You cannot have good self-worth and integrity if you're inconsistent about who you are and what you do and what you represent. So get consistent. When you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to show up for people, show up. It's very easy. But don't allow anybody to tell you what your worth is. You know what your worth is. And if you don't like where your self-worth is, fix it. My name is Shan. This is She Gets It. Brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is a platform on the web that you could go ahead and host your own podcast, which would be distributed to so many places. You get to have feedback from different countries, how people are listening, where people are listening, how many downloads you have. You get cross promotion within Red Circle with other podcasters and creators, and you get to monetize your podcast with different ads, and you get to place them where you want to place them. redcircle.com. All right, so if you enjoyed today's show, I need y'all to drop some reviews on Apple Podcast app. Thank you for the people who have. But I need some more reviews on there. It looks like I started my podcast this year. My podcast has been on that thing since 2018. And I only see 20-something reviews on my podcast. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it. I know there's way more people than that listening to my show. And I appreciate y'all. But can y'all drop a review? Can you drop a review for your girl? My name is Shan. If you want to email me, if you would like to be a sponsor on She Gets a Podcast or Loud Mouth Stereo Podcast or The Real Relationship Rapport Podcast or So What Pays Me on Bid Podcast, shout out to Kiki and Casey, or Cozy Womb Podcast, email me, okay? Shan Can Create at gmail.com or She Gets a Pod at gmail.com. Either way, I'm going to answer that thing. I'm going to let you know. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And till next time, because y'all know I'm going to be back. Because I'm what? I'm fucking consistent. Why? Because I know my self-worth. I know what my value is. And I know when I'm going to come represent, I'm going to represent for who? For me. And that's on period. Peace. 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 Peace.